Chapter 27 The Rise of the Church. How Rome Became the Center of the Christian World. The average intelligent Roman who lived under the empire had taken very little interest in the gods of his fathers. A few times a year he went to the temple, but merely as a matter of custom. He looked on patiently when the people celebrated a religious festival with a solemn procession. But he regarded the worship of Jupiter and Minerva and Neptune as something rather childish, a survival from the crude days of the early Republic, and not a fit subject of study for a man who had mastered the works of the Stoics and the Epicureans and the other great philosophers of Athens. This attitude made the Roman a very tolerant man. The government insisted that all people, Romans, foreigners, Greeks, Babylonians, Jews, should pay a certain outward respect to the image of the emperor, which was supposed to stand in every temple, just as a picture of the President of the United States is apt to hang in an American post office. But this was a formality without any deeper meaning. Generally speaking, everybody could honor, revere, and adore whatever gods he pleased, and as a result Rome was filled with all sorts of queer little temples and synagogues dedicated to the worship of Egyptian and African and Asiatic divinities.